Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And yeah, we are always very happy to be with you, especially at this point in time. And it's now the right time that, you know, we discuss about business and economic segment. It's a time that we discuss about business and economic affairs. And I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run program. Now the chance is with me, David Shombe, with Business and Economic Segment. Yeah, and for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss economic matters, we discuss domestic and international affairs. It's a platform where we discuss about everything which has to do with bread and butter issue, particularly on the ground that they contribute to the national development agenda, and the national development agenda where all Namibians are able to enjoy the resources of the country. And when you talk about national development agenda, we don't only talk about advancing Namibia in terms of the economy, but we are also looking at a broader aspect of development where we include, you know, human development, we include the infrastructure development, we include the economy in terms of GDP growth and human development, which is the main thing, because development can't be complete without human satisfaction. So it's also a platform where we discuss various aspect of statistics, aspect of the, you know, domestic, regional economy, international relations. We analyze political decisions. We look at various views, and also how to come up with better platforms, or how should we come up with you know, better mechanisms of you know, developing our country. It's also a debating platform where, you know, we encourage various thinkers, people with different ideas about how things should be done, to come on board and always make sure that they air their view, they contribute their, you know, their point of views. You can be a politician, you can be academics, you can be an analyst, you can be an individual with experience, because we understand that for us to move this country forward, for us to make sure that we uplift this nation, we don't necessarily need to agree with everything. We don't necessarily even need to have same political views or same economic philosophy. But what we need to have is to have ideas that we bring about so that we can find a better mechanism on how to advance our country. So, after every conversation that we bring about, we open the line so you can engage us in the studio. And before we go to the topic that we have for today, it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you follow Eagle FM Namibia, you follow us on Facebook, Eagle FM Namibia, you follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and also follow us on LinkedIn, so that you'll be able to be, you know, up to date with economic you know, affairs, things of bread and butter issues, development affairs, and also statistics about how business is being done in the country, in the region, and also at an international forum. So, and the other thing also, apart from you following us on all our social media platform, we also have our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. The newspaper, I say, e-paper that is online newspaper, is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for you to be a good citizen who can make you know, informed, strategic economic decisions based on economic insight, just make sure that you read the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper that you can read, you can subscribe to it, it will be sent to you every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday, just by sending your name to 081-200-4144. So you will be able to receive that newspaper, and you will be able to be a good citizen who is informed, who has economic intelligence, who can make decisions, not just emotion decisions, but decisions which are based on data, and decision that can protect you. But particularly if you're a business person, if you are a writer, if you are a policy analyst, if you are even a politician, politicians need data. Politicians need to be up to date what's happening, not just hearsays, but analyzed reports that can inform the policies that they are going to work on. So the other thing is also that you need to follow is, because a lot of people are asking, where are you? Where are you? Eagle FM Namibia, we are not able to connect to you. We have an e-paper. We have an e-paper. That is, of course, apart from following us, the e-paper, we have app, Eagle FM app. The Eagle FM app is operating exactly like WhatsApp, but it's a smart app that you can download into your phone. You can just go to Play Store. When you go to Play Store, you download the Eagle FM app. When you download it, you'll be able to listen to the ongoing programs, ongoing shows, the news that are on air that time. And interestingly also, you'll be able also to go back, to programs that you have missed, to news that you have missed by just looking at the podcast. In fact, it's an open archive that you can open and you'll be able to be up to date. You'll be able to update yourself with the pace of your time. Then, So download your Eagle FM app. We are moving to the world of digitalization. We are moving to the world of, advanced technology, where you can listen to radio, your national radio or private radio, wherever you find yourself. Especially if you have that Eagle FM app, when you can be in China, you can be in Beijing, you can be in New York, you can be in London. As long as you download that app, you'll be able to listen to us and we'll be able to update you. And also, interestingly, we also have Imba app. Imba app is a simplification of a Hangano book. It's a hymn book that is put into your phone. We are moving away from hard copy books. You find yourself in a situation where you don't have a hymn book, hard copy. Even a pastor or somebody who like going to church or going to happy events and also unfortunate, but life events such as funeral and so on, you don't necessarily need to be stressed when you are not able to find your hard copy hymn book. You just need to download Imba app. When you download Imba app, you'll be able to access your hymn book just with your phone or with your laptop, and you'll be able to follow like any other. And what is so interesting about Imba app is that, you will be able also to, not only in Oshiwambo, not only in Hangano hymn book, but we also have Osherero, we have Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages, which are simplified to that, smart way of accessing a hymn book. So, before we go to the conversation of today, it's always very important to make sure that we are going to a short commercial break. Then we'll start with the conversation of today, which is based on economic diplomacy. However, we're going to dwell into that after a short commercial break. And we're also going to be joined by guests that are also going to help us unpack this conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. This is your platform where we discuss economic policy and also development issues. And today with me, David Shombe, we are going to look at economic diplomacy. We are going to look at China-Africa relations. It is indicated that, you know, the Minister of International Relations and Trade, that is Ambassador Salma Shipala Musavi, is currently in Beijing, is currently in China to attend Forum of China-Africa Cooperation, which is known as FOCAC. And for those of you who are hearing this, you know, China-Africa Cooperation for the first time, it's an initiative or it's a global platform which started a long time around 2000 there, where China strengthening its economic interest in Africa and also Africa sharing relations with China. So in this regard, it's also very important to analyze the relationship, because in international relations, when you are in a diplomatic, you are in trade relation with another country, there are things that you are getting, and that relationship is mutually beneficial, which means that all the countries are benefiting from one another. And when you are negotiating with a country at an international stage, you are all sovereign state. There is no smaller state there, whether you have economic power or you have military power. When you are negotiating at an international level, you were supposed to negotiate equally, and all those countries were supposed to benefit mutually. And interestingly, Namibia and China had a very good, or have a very good relationship over 30 years, and the benefit have been both sides. And we are also trying to analyze, particularly at this point in time, to see what are some of the main focus, particularly when we are when the senior diplomat or the Minister of Foreign Affairs or International Relations is going to extend Namibia's foreign policy at international stage. What are some of the priorities? And interestingly, in international affairs, when countries attend such forum or summits, it's also a good platform where you renegotiate. It's a platform where you also, if need be, sign new agreements or extend or expand on what you have already signed in. And just for us to unpack this, I got into the conversation with Purity Katukura. Purity Katukura studied political science, international relations too. She's an alumni of University of Namibia. And she has been working in various platforms related to trade. And today, she's going to join us and help us to unpack this. And I'm going to engage her on various areas to say what are some of Namibia's priorities to look at, and what are some of the benefits that are going to come from China, and what do we really need, especially this time? What are some of the things that we need to work on, particularly when you've been together for a long time? And what are some of the main priorities that need to be looked at? Because what is very interesting is that you do not have a foreign policy without a domestic policy. And a domestic policy is something which has to answer, or something which has to look and address your need. And when you extend this to a global stage or at international affairs, it becomes a foreign policy. In fact, a foreign policy is externalization of a domestic policy. That's why when you are going outside, you are not just going there for the sake of going there. You are going there to look for assistance, to find cooperation so that you can address problems at home. So we are going to a short commercial break, then we'll start with Purity. Then we'll be joined by another guest on international analysis, particularly these relationships.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at economic development. We are also looking at areas of international relations. And today we are going to analyze China-Africa relationships. And as we are sitting right now, our Minister of Foreign Affairs or Minister of International Relations and Trade, that is Meme Salma Shipala Musavi, is in China attending China-African Relations Forum. That is also known as, China-Africa Cooperation Forum. That is FOCAC in simple terms. And, a lot of analysts have different points of views and also different questions that need to be answered, especially when you look at Namibia and China foreign relation or Namibia and China relations that has been around for over 35 years. And when Namibia is going to be represented at this global platform, the Minister of International Relations is expected to extend Namibia's domestic policy to international relation, which means that she has to present Namibia foreign affairs or foreign policy to the global economic players and also to look at things that Namibia need. So for us to unpack this, I got into the conversation with those who read international relations, those who read politics, got into the conversation with analyst Purity Katukura, who's one of the analysts and with interest in international relations, and she's going to join us this evening just to help us unpack what do we really expect from this relation and also what do we expect from Namibia-China relation. Purity Katukura, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
Good evening, David, and thank you so much for having me. Greetings, everyone.
Yes, we are always very happy to have you here, and thank you very much for taking time to be with us this evening. Yeah, Purity, let's go straight to the question. What do we expect from, Namibia-China relations, especially that we have been together for many years, we've been in this relation for many years. What do we expect from this global platform?
All right, so thank you so much for that question. Namibia has been in a long relationship with China for more than 30 years now.
Yeah.
So we share a very close and mutual relationship.
Mm.
And so from these negotiations, we are expecting more economic cooperation, cultural exchange and political support, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
As it is now, Namibia is the largest China's investment in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the so-called uranium.
Mm-hmm.
And so we expect more technology investments, knowledge-based investments are as well expected from these kind of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
just to bring it on the knowledge level,
yeah.
I think that the scholarships of China government, Chinese scholarships must be more into Namibia, and those scholarships must also not come with strings that detect people or influences one's faculty of study or field of study.
Mm.
And so in this summit, we are expecting that the relationship can be more strengthened between the two countries, and probably bring more development.
Mm-hmm.
And also this development and the knowledge, we are expecting them not just to end in towns or cities, but to also reach the grassroots level. Like if we talk of water purification, water purification must not just end in Windhoek or in Katima town, for an example. It must go down into Kabe, going into these rural constituencies, and also power.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk of power provision, these areas also must be reached and supplied, and these are the kind of talks that we are expecting from this kind of summit. Thank you.
Yes. Now, let us look at the current needs of Namibia, because, you know, when you have a friend, there are also things that you bring on the table. When you look at what are main Namibia priorities, what are some of the current needs that we really need to be addressed and that we really need to get from China or from our friend in international relations, China?
Okay, so thank you for that. And I think that I'm going to bring this one back home in Zambezi region.
Yeah.
So we already know the problems that especially the young people are facing.
Yeah.
That is the gaps and the problems have already been identified. That is unemployment.
Yeah.
And the poverty, high risk of inequality. So when we as a region, we are expecting to say the whole nation looks at this kind of problems that Zambezi especially is facing at this point in time.
Yeah.
I was watching news, I think yesterday or the day before, there is a commotion between a Zambezian residency with a Chinese towards the land. So the same land is given to the Chinese and the same land is given to this youth of the Zambezi region.
Yeah.
And so China is already having access to Namibia's natural resources. And while Namibia is supposed to be receiving investments and development assistance from China.
Yeah.
So when it comes to what we actually need, we need to empower the youth of these local regions, especially in Namibia. We need to empower each other. China's investments must really reach people, not for them to just come and grab the land or grab the resources, then off they go and develop China. Because China keeps on getting, being developed while Namibia keeps on deteriorating. And that's why we are expecting that at least at this forum, at this summit, people are going to bring out these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of the question,
mm-hmm.
I think you asked it about the negotiations on how we are going to be equal sovereign state on a global platform.
I think
by engaging in this kind of robust diplomatic dialogue, each state has varying level of power and influence. So we need to focus on specific areas and forming coalition with states with a similar interest so that we can share these knowledges. So as an alumni of UNAM, with my 4 years of being at UNAM, I don't remember seeing a professor or a lecturer as a Chinese lecturing an engineering module or something that has to do with computers. But these are the kind of knowledge that we need Chinese to come and bring to us. Instead of just them coming and grabbing our resources, the least they can do is come, be professors, teach out. If they can construct a road within 1 hour in the evening,
this
is the knowledge that they can bring to us.
Because
we have a lot of young people in the street that are just roaming around. And that guy that was talking on the on NBC, I think he even brought the issue to say, if they are grabbing land from me, am I supposed now to go into the streets and start criminal activities. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that we are supposed to address as a nation and look at and make sure that our youth are not suffering due to these poverty and harsh working conditions, because Katiba is very, very hot.
Yeah.
So we really need transparency and social inclusivity. David, I think in short, that's what I can say on that.
Yes, just last one before you go. A lot of people are talking about Namibia coming up with a uranium plant to produce electricity, because we are the highest, we have highest price of electricity in SADC region, and China is the main uranium destination when we export our electricity. Do you think that is also a good idea to be put on the table?
I think that's the main reason or the main factors that these tables must be put out there.
Mm.
Because why are people then going on the tables if those kind of topics are not brought out?
Yeah.
Because if we are talking about China being the largest investment in uranium, especially here in Namibia, that means then now who are these people that are working in these mines?
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people that are benefiting from these mines? Because these benefits must not just end with you and I.
Yeah.
They must also reach our kids or our grandmothers at the village.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the resources that are found in our land, in our soil, in our sovereign state.
Mm.
So we must act so, and I think by bringing the youth on the table, because when we say we must empower youth, it does not mean we want to get rid of our old generation. They are expertise, we need them.
Yeah.
But also at the end of the day, we need them to carry us with,
mm-hmm.
not just them going on the table, negotiating and coming and just bringing us what they have agreed upon. We must agree as a nation to what is it that we really need as a nation, what the focus area must be.
Yes, thank you very much, Purity Katukura, for joining us this evening, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for hearing me.
Yes, that was Purity Katukura. She's an analyst, and she was giving her view, especially in terms of China-Africa relations, looking particularly in the context of Namibia. And it is stated that Namibia is one of the countries in Africa, or the main investment in Africa by China is in Namibia. And it's undeniable, and the statistics and facts have been given, and the indicator that in terms of our main trading partner, China is one of Namibia's trading partner. And when you talk about uranium, Namibia being the third highest producer of uranium in the world, the main destination of uranium exporters in China and France. And there have been a lot of questions, particularly when we are in a trade relationship with the country, we are in an international forum, but we are still having a lot of problems. Why are our friends are not assisting us in solving some of these challenges that we have? We talk about unemployment in general being the highest in SADC region. You talk about economic inequality being the second in the world, in Namibia. Think about Namibia. Then you talk about electricity price, being the country in SADC region, which is number one in terms of expensiveness of electricity, and many other things. So that's why when an analyst have spoken to say, when our elders are going to negotiate this, when they are going to attend this international forum, when they are going to negotiate the deals, when they are going to extend the domestic interest to the foreign stage, which is through our foreign relation policy, they must not forget that they left youth at home. Yeah, because you cannot just go and attend an event, then you come back to say, no, it's a mutual beneficial relationship, it's a win-win situation. But this thing of win-win situation have been there for a very long time. And things continue being the same. We have been signing a lot of agreements, but let us negotiate, or let us sit together on one table as sovereign states and discuss and negotiate at a mutual beneficial level, not as somebody who is winning. Because the main question that was asked is that when situation arises, when Namibia is faced with crisis such as flood, we run to Chinese company who can build a road within 2 hours. An understandable road. A bridge during rain, by the time you wake up, everything is ready together. Then the question that you're asking yourself, you have been my friend for 35 years. Why can't you help me? At least teach me something so that one day when you are no more here, or teach my kids something, because one day when I'm no more here, they will be able now to construct roads on their own. They will be able now to stand on their own. Because if you continue to give me, if you are just supplying me with drought reliefs, bags of rice and many other things, but you have machines that are supposed to assist me, then there's something that we need to work on. So in a very short time, we are going to be joined by Gabriel Yambo, who is also an analyst, just to help us unpack this. Yes, good evening.
David.
Yes, Gabriel, how are you?
Good.
Yes, I've been expecting you. Now, let us unpack this thing of China-Africa relations. Let us go straight to Namibia. What do we expect from this forum? Do we just expect negotiations, or we just expect speeches like how it has been, or are we expecting something more this year?
With the new administration,
we
really expect that the new leadership will be looking to have more of Chinese products.
Okay.
And also to improve the trade.
Okay.
So now this issue. Okay, this is my personal opinion.
Okay.
Each and every year, you see that African governments are running to China to do some deals. You will never see the Africans themselves inviting the Chinese, the Americans, the Europeans. You will see African leaders lining up, taking pictures, whether it's in India or even in China.
Yeah.
But with the case of Namibia, we are looking at 35 years.
Yeah.
35 years of China-Namibia relationship. Many things happened during that time. You look at our infrastructure.
Okay.
For example, you look at our agriculture.
Yeah.
Namibia is the only African country I've seen.
Yeah.
That export beef to China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
But what else can we offer to China?
No, we are giving them uranium. They are the main export destination of uranium. Because I was talking to one analyst, then I asked a question to say, why are we not having, for example, she brought up this thing of to say, why are we not having Chinese professor? I know you have been working at UNAM, or you work at UNAM, but I have never seen a Chinese professor who is teaching even either economics, trade, or engineering, which they are good at, but only see a few instructors teaching Mandarin. Do we need to work on that maybe skills, interest, even at the vocational training center?
Now, because of language, some Chinese are fluent in English.
Yeah.
But you know, those professors are are needed for the Chinese universities.
Well, nah, yeah, but they might just give us even two, because we are giving them a lot, at least, so that because you can communicate. If you can do business, you can communicate. Why can't we have them?
What they can only offer is what they have a Confucius Institute in here, I think, a tournament, IUM,
uh-huh.
where they only teach the Chinese language.
Uh-huh.
So it's all about interest.
Uh-huh.
And now you see us here. We
yeah.
are exporting uranium and all this raw material. What yeah. is the difference between that
yeah.
and what the Europeans were doing?
Mm-hmm.
So if now the Minister of International Relations went
yeah.
there,
yeah.
and say, for example, colleagues, we are sending you uranium.
Mm.
We are saying
mm.
you have to invest in factories in Namibia so that we can process this uranium.
Mm.
You create job employment and opportunity for our people. Instead of us just shipping lithium, you know, these are the component for batteries.
Yeah.
So we are also doing that, sending that for in a natural form. They are not.
You don't even know the value of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you are sending something and then you send it back with their easy cash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in short.
Yeah.
I really expect, and I think many Namibians, that after these 35 years, we really come up strong and negotiate and tell the Chinese our interest,
yeah.
that we want to grow our agriculture. We should export as many as products as you want, agricultural product.
Yeah.
You know, invest in our green energy and technology.
Yeah.
And also continue to enhance, you know, improve our roads. You know, the roads are better, but still,
yeah.
we need the Wawel Bay port to be expanded,
mm-hmm.
for example, and also the Trans-Zambezi Highway
mm-hmm.
and the road network to really improve and make Namibia a good place, and mm-hmm. also increase the Chinese foreign direct investment in Namibia,
mm-hmm.
and also the trade expansion.
Let me ask you the question. Let us look at the current senior diplomat, because in international relation, you know, a chief diplomat is a president. Now
yeah.
we send Memesoma Mosavi, it's an international relation, she has been around the ministry for a long time. She has been in ambassador position in Africa and also outside Africa. When you are looking at her compared to the previous minister, Dr. Mosherenga, why do you think she would do better looking at her experience in the diplomatic area?
The problem now with politicians, they are unpredictable.
Okay.
they are really unpredictable. You might think she will do a good job, but I have hope that she will really do the great job.
Yeah.
And also, just for her, she's an expert.
Yeah.
You know, we are living in a multipolarity world,
yeah.
whereby, you know, we as a small state and just a small country, we can, say, you know, able to sit down with the Chinese and tell them that we want what.
Yeah.
If you know, you don't give me this, and then, there's others who can do it. It's either, Russia or Europe or America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe the last question is, how do you strengthen relationship without undermining one another at an international stage? Without saying, no, you are South Africa, you are small, me, I'm the US, I'm big, or I'm China, and you are Gabon. So how do we respect each other as rules of international relations put on the table, to say every sovereign country can talk with another country without being, you know, being categorized based on their size or economy?
At this stage, is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the American president is blowing up tariffs all over.
Yeah.
But the good thing is we are living in a multipolarity world.
Yeah.
For a country like China, also looking at our historical connection.
Yeah.
I think they will understand if we talk to them, they might understand. But also they have their own interest. Everybody is pushing for their own interest. For that, the Chinese have their interest. Of course, us as small state, we also have our interest. But it's up to the big state now. For example, Chinese, they know if they don't, that's why their policy, the Chinese policy, it's always of that non-interference in the affairs of countries that they deal with.
Yeah.
That one on its nature already, it proves that they are paying some sense of respect. Like, okay, if you don't want this, you remember, I think it was a few years back in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
They proposed a road project in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then the Jamaicans, they look at it and they say, no,
you
cannot do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not force. Mm-hmm. That, you don't want this, we will do this to you.
Mm.
No.
They came up
with another offer that, okay, you don't want to, how about we build this free school and four school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's how we should, the bigger state should work with a small state.
Oh, okay. Maybe before I let you go, which one, because I asked this question, which one is to work with? Do we need to work with the East, the West, or everybody's our partner? Which one do we need to work with if we want to move forward? Because we have tried being a friend to all for a very long time. Where do we need to go? Do we need to go to the East, the West, or we need to maintain them all so we move forward?
Yeah, you know, the world is not an unipolar state.
Yeah.
So It's up to us. We have to look at our interest. What do we want? So, if you want something which is in China, in fact, it's the best option right now. You balance. You go to you want something. You check to China, and then you check to the Americans and the Europeans, and then you balance. Then you check which one is working best to your interest. So
I should not choose side.
Yeah, you have to be neutral. You have to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to be a realist with yourself.
Yeah.
And look which one is satisfying your interest. Which one is taking is benefiting your people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, Gabriel Yambo, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and thank you very much for your input.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Yes. Yeah, you listen yourself. That was Gabriel Yambo, and also from Purity Katukura. We spoke about Africa-China relations. We look at Namibia, what we can get from our friends in international relations. What are some of the things that we need to improve? Are we going to continue as we are? Are we moving at an understandable pace, or there are things that we need to work on? Do we need to come back on the table and say, now, thank you for this, let us go and revisit this one? So, because one of the things that was raised is area of skills and skill development. And people may want to know, if you can do business with me, what is so difficult for you to teach me what you do? I know it can be disadvantageous sometimes, but it has been for a long time I've been trading with you. But why can't we share skills? Teach me technical engineering stuffs so I can build my things. Give me watering, equipment so I can irrigate my land, so I can also produce enough food for my people. Because when you look at population of 3 million, which is Namibia, then you compare to China, which has a population equivalent to Africa, then you'll be able to understand that there's a lot of things that we can get from China. There's a lot of quality things that we can get from China. And also, there's also a lot of things that we can give. And with China being our main trading partner, we need to go back and see and do an assessment. We need to go and do an evaluation to see what did we get from this and what else do we need to get and how we can also assist, because it's not only us who are getting, because it's a mutual beneficial relationship. And one point which I want to look at also, which was mentioned by Purity, is to say, when the elders are going to negotiate at that level, when the elders are going to negotiate on our behalf, they must also put us in mind, because you must put your kids in mind when you are going at that international forum. When you are going to extend and present that foreign policy interest, make sure that you look at home. What did you leave at home? You left kids, you left a lot of unemployed kids, you left a lot of crimes, unsolved crimes, you left a lot of, killing of young children, innocent, unsolved crimes. You left a lot of syndicates, haste, diamond haste, and all those things unsolved. When you go in that table, look for machines and assistants, look for high tech, look for best investigators, look for people that can help you, because at the end of the day, it's going to be a wasting of time if we continue to play well at the global stage, but we really forget when you go there, we really forget what our country wants. And I know the issues of diplomacy need to be a bit of sensitive and careful and also a bit tactful. But at the end of the day, are you saying what you're supposed to say? Or you are forgetting what is on the plan? So we have around 8 minutes. You can still call us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So we are talking about China-Africa relations. We are talking about what Namibia is expected to get from this. And if, when we are doing our analysis, is our relationship with our good partner China need advancement, or we need to relook at it, or is it fine as it is? And with much respect, China did us more good than many other countries I don't want to speak about. But there's more that we can talk about, so that there's also more that we can influence. So let's go to a commercial break, and then we can come conclude the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba rifera zalivuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusi yemba santo ye mwetu.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic discussions. Today, we have been looking at Africa-China relations. We are looking at the ongoing or to be commenced by tomorrow, where it's a forum of African states and also China in terms of building relationships, economic relationships. And we are trying to analyze what can we really get from this international stage, and are we just going to continue business as usual, as it was not supposed to be the case, because Mekulu, our president, indicated that it's not going to be business as usual. But the question that we're asking ourselves, is it going to be business as usual as it was not supposed to be the case? Because when you're asking this question, is that, yes, the country can have a relationship with a lot of countries, but what are other new things that we are going to get? Because relationships are continuing to be strengthened, but our problems never go away. Or most of our problems never go away. Issues of unemployment, it's a thorny issue in Namibia. It's a thorny issue in Namibia. People discuss about it. Some people, they forget about their qualifications. Some people, they mistrust academic education because it did not give them what they were supposed to be getting. You know, issues of skill development, issues of, looking at the priority areas, expanding of main skills, issues of value addition. Because what is very interesting is that every politician in Namibia is talking about value addition, but nobody's coming up with the proposal to say, this is what we are going to do. This is what we are going to do to our uranium. This is what we are going to do to our diamond. This is what we are going to do to our lithium, to our copper and gold. And just today, because, you know, things change with time. Things change with time. Because when you look at countries like Botswana, the president of Botswana, Duma Boko, has also indicated concern about the declining in terms of diamond demand at a global scale because of this lab-made diamonds which are coming into the market. And one of the things that he stated is that Botswana should prioritize on value addition so that they can keep money within the country. That is what he stated. And when you listen to the number one producer of diamond in Africa, which is Botswana, you'll be able to understand that what can we learn from there, because it's our neighbor. There are things that we have that we need to learn from that. And it's my hope to say when our president visited, those were some of the discussions that were brought about, because it's only through these discussions that we can really have changes, that we can really have the Namibia that we want. Because if we continue to attend international meetings, international forums, without really coming up with tangible, practical solutions, it's going to be a wasting of resources that we are trying to protect. And because we do not have enough time to save our state. We don't have enough time to save our state, because when issues of unutilized skills is being brought about, then you start losing skills also. A good example is our neighbor Zimbabwe. When economy is not doing very well, when a market is not absorbing you, you are losing skilled people to other countries. Then you'll be forced to come back to the drawing board where other countries are already gone. So, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our program, Business and Economic Segment. And we just want to thank you for always being, listening to Business and Economic Segment, always, listening to Eagle FM Namibia. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn. Don't forget to download our app. That is Eagle FM Namibia. Don't forget to download the Imba app. And yeah. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and Naruvanda with Tumwa program. So until next time, see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio.